From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Trump administration has for the first time imposed sanctions directly blaming Russia for election interference. VOA's Capitol Hill correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Thursday saw a rarity on Capitol Hill, bipartisan applause for an action taken by the Trump administration. Republican Senator Tom Tillis told VOA the new sanctions put much-needed pressure on Russia.
We've got to figure out some way to curtail their malign activities, whether it's cyber or otherwise.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy suggested the sanctions are a welcome break from the Trump White House turning a blind eye to Russian meddling.
Even though it's not much, even a little bit's better than nothing.
In a statement, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, quote, targeted sanctions are part of a broader effort to address the ongoing nefarious attacks emanating from Russia. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is widening his investigation of Russian interference in the election. He has now subpoenaed documents from the Trump Organization, President Trump's global business empire. A days-old pedestrian bridge across a busy Miami, Florida highway collapsed Thursday, crushing a number of cars and killing at least four people. There's a full search and rescue operation underway at the site, which is between the campus of Florida International University and student housing. Police say eight cars are trapped under the rubble and eight people have been taken to the hospital. Several cranes and police dogs are part of the rescue effort. The bridge was put up to allow students from the university to easily cross a busy highway. This is VOA News.